Philip Nichols from the East Point Cumberland Presbyterian Church, located right off of Highway 278. I'd like to begin by saying thank you for being with us this morning, and I hope and pray that your week has been well. And I'd like to get started this morning by making a few announcements and prayer concerns. And as you know, the stay-at-home order is up for questioning at the end of the month, so we will have to see and be in prayer about that, be in prayer that we're moving in the right direction and moving in the direction that God wants us to move. And with that said, this morning, I'd like to lift up my church family this morning here at East Point. Hopefully that you that will be are watching and will be watching, I pray for you each and every day. Wish you were here this morning, but it's just me and Dennis here this morning. And we're just going to have a good time in the Lord today, and I'll be sharing with you the Word of God. And just I'd like to begin this morning. Really don't have any other announcements to make other than just continue to pray that church will be we'll be together again soon as possible. And be in confidence this morning. Be encouraged. Don't be discouraged, but be encouraged. And just let the Lord lead you and guide you in the things that you do every day until we can be together again in our favorite places. So as we get started this morning, let's bow together if you're watching. Let's open in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, we thank you this morning for another day of life. We thank you, Lord, for another day of opportunities to serve you and out into the highways and byways. God, we just continue to pray for those that are sick and have been affected by this virus. And God, we just continue to ask you, Lord, to heal our land, to heal the world, Heavenly Father, of this virus, of this disease, God. Lord, we just ask you just to move in a mighty way this morning, God. God, we cry out to you this morning, Lord. We rely on you this morning, Heavenly Father. God, we trust in your graces. We trust in your power this morning. We trust in your authority this morning, Heavenly Father. And God, we speak that authority this morning. God, we claim that authority this morning in the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father. God, the Bible that I read every day tells me that Christ died for all manner of sickness and disease, Heavenly Father. He died for all manner of sin, Heavenly Father. So God, we know that by that authority, by the blood of Christ, Lord, the stripes that he took upon his back, Heavenly Father, that our infirmities have been healed, Heavenly Father. And we just claim it in advance in the name of Jesus Christ, under the blood of Jesus Christ, by the authority in Jesus Christ this morning, Heavenly Father. So God, now I ask you to hide me behind the cross. Lord, let your word be spoken through me, nothing more than a willing vessel. God, that lives and hearts might be touched and changed, not for my glory, Lord, but for your glory. And Lord, whatever is said and done in this service this morning, God, let it be to honor and glorify your holy name. Your word says, if you be lifted up, you draw all men unto you, Heavenly Father. So God, that is my prayer for today, is that you be lifted up and that you be glorified, that you be honored today, Heavenly Father, and that lives and hearts will be changed from this day forward, Heavenly Father, forever for your glory. And these things I ask humbly in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, today I want to thank you again for joining us. I see your names popping up on my screen this morning. And it's amazing to me. I'm standing here with a phone. I'm standing here with a phone and preaching the Word of God. And who knows how many lives are being touched, how many hearts are being touched today, and how many lives will be changed through this message of God. So I'd like to ask you to focus on one question today. I've been thinking about this all week. What's the big deal about being saved? That's what we're going to talk about this morning. What's the big deal about it? Why should you be saved? Why? Have you ever thought about that? Are you thinking about maybe, you know, back when, and I keep thinking about this a lot. I keep preaching about this a lot. I keep speaking about this a lot. You know, back before Christ ever come along in my life, man, I could figure out why my life was so upside down. I couldn't figure out anything on my own. I couldn't figure out why this guy over here and this guy over here had it so much better than me. Couldn't ever figure it out. And like I've preached to this church right here many, many times, and I've spoken to this to many, many people. What's the big deal about being saved? Well, let me tell you something. It is a great big deal. It's a very big deal this morning. But I want to share something with you this morning out of the Word of God. Out of 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. Let me read what it says to you here this morning. It says in the Word of God here, 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, it says out of the Word of God that it is not God's will for anyone to perish, but that all might come to repentance. So listen, that tells me a great deal this morning to begin with. It is not God's will for anyone to die. It's not God's will to send anyone to a place not meant for us to be, to spend our eternity. And that's called hell. You don't hear that word often. But if heaven is real, if you believe in heaven, if you believe in a paradise called heaven, you also have to believe in a place that's called hell that is not meant for you and me. God never created hell for you and me. And that's the truth of God's word this morning. That hell was created for the devil and his angels. When Satan led a rebellion against God and a third of the angels in heaven, and they were defeated and they were cast down, that's when hell was created for him and his angels. God would never send anyone to hell for not accepting his son, Jesus Christ. But guess who does that? Guess who makes that decision? When you reject God, when you reject the Son of God, you make that decision. I made that decision a long time ago before Christ ever came into my life. I made the decision through sin. You know what sin really is? It's rebellion against God. That's what sin really is. It's rebellion against God. And that is what kept me in the dark. That's what kept me in bondage. That's what kept my life in turmoil. That's what kept my life turned upside down. That's what kept me from understanding the love of God. That's what kept me from understanding what a man called Jesus Christ said, I willingly lay down my life for my friends. And no one take it from me, but I willingly lay it down. And Christ did that for me. He willingly went to the cross for me. He willingly laid down his life for me. He willingly let those soldiers drive those nails in his hands and feet. He willingly did that so that I wouldn't have to perish, so that I wouldn't have to die. The only way that you would die today is if you choose to die. The only way you die today and would be sentenced to eternal condemnation is if you choose to be. But that is not God's will. Listen, I believe that here in this church, Cumberland Presbyterian, we believe as our doctrine, and I've said this 1,000 times, probably 2,000 times, maybe 5,000 times. I'll keep preaching until the day I die. Our doctrine in a nutshell is this: whosoever will come can and will be saved. And it only takes one thing. It only takes one thing to be saved today. And I'm going to tell you what it is. The number one thing, the only thing it takes to be saved today, is call upon the name of the Lord. It says, those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And it's that simple. The gospel is simple. The gospel is very simple to understand. The gospel is very easy to understand. But I complicate it. I mess it up and I make it hard to understand. I make it hard to accept. Listen, if we were to speak in authority, do you believe you have authority today? In Jesus Christ, by Jesus Christ. Do you believe you have that authority today to speak to diseases? Do you believe today that you have that authority to speak life rather than death? Do you believe today that you have the authority to do the same works? Jesus Christ told his disciples, he said, hey, greater works shall you do than these. He said, greater works that you shall do than these. Listen, that tells me something this morning, that I have that authority, that I have that power, that I have the blood of Christ coursing through me this morning as I'm speaking this word to you that are watching this morning. And we have the authority this morning to speak, to render, to denounce, to rebuke this morning. Listen, the number one thing that I want to tell you this morning, back in the book of Genesis, this is where it all started. Let me tell you something this morning. This excites me this morning. I hope it does you too this morning. Maybe you're watching this morning. Maybe you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, but today would be a great day to do that. Today, I want to tell you that I believe that it's more important now than ever. If the Bible is fulfilling itself, the Bible is coming true more and more every day. If you read the Bible, if you read what it says, if you follow what it says, you will see that the Bible is fulfilling itself. And listen, today is more important than ever before that we need to be getting ready. Listen, my bags are packed. Listen, I'm covered on the blood of Jesus Christ this morning. Listen, I'm ready to go this morning. But I know there's a lot of people out there that are not ready to go this morning. But let me tell you something this morning. Let me tell you a great news this morning. Let me tell you a great truth this morning. There's still room at the foot of the cross this morning for one more. Do you believe that this morning? Man, that makes my blood, this makes me want to shout this morning. Hallelujah this morning. Praise God Almighty this morning. There's still room at the foot of the cross for one more soul, for one more lost soul this morning. Man, amen to that this morning. Listen, I want to share the Word of God to you this morning. Back in the book of Genesis, when God created man, he had perfect relationship with God. God created man to have perfect relationship with man, and man had perfect relationship with God. Then God said it's not good for man to be alone, so he created woman for man to have a companion. And they both had free reign. Listen, God said, you can eat of any tree. You can find that in the book of Genesis, starting in chapter 3 this morning, if you want to look that up later, or chapter 1, 29 and 30. You can read that in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, 29 and 30. God said, you can eat from any tree in the garden. God set man over authority of the entire garden, over all the animals of the earth. And listen, it says here in the Word of God that God said you can have free reign. You can have free choice. You can eat of any tree in the garden except one. Wow. Except one. The tree of goodness and evil. He said that tree, this tree you shall not touch. You shall not eat from it. Because when you do, you will surely die. But listen, I want to tell you where I don't know about you, but let me tell you where I make the biggest mistake. Now listen, the old serpent, he's still crafty. Amen? He's still crafty. He's still smart. He still knows what to say. He still knows how to say it. But he come to the woman, also in the book of Genesis. The old serpent, he came to the woman and he said, you know what? Did God really say? Did God really say? Do you still hear that today when we get faced with sin? When I'm faced with sin, did God really say you couldn't do that? Listen, the serpent is still the same old serpent he was back in the garden. He's still the same old crafty, sly, devilish serpent that he's always been, misleading people, creating doubt in people, creating misunderstanding in people, confusion in people. And if he can do that to back then in the book of Genesis, he's still doing it today. He's still causing people to fall by the wayside. He knows if he can get you in a debate. He said, did God really say that you couldn't eat from that one tree? Now you know God don't want you eating from that tree. Because if you surely do, it's not that you're going to die. You'll be a God just like God is himself. And that's why he don't want to share his power with you. That's why he don't want to share his authority with you. But the woman saw that the fruit of the tree looked good and she took of it. And she ate and so did Adam. And that is when sin, that is when the rebellion against God entered into the world. And that's when death came into the world. That's when sin took over. And then that's when the avenue, that's when the bridge, that's when the road to God was cut off, done away with. But listen, it doesn't have to be that way today. We have an advocate today, and his name is Jesus Christ. You have an advocate today. Listen, if your life is going wrong today, if your life is upside down today, Listen, if your life is in turmoil today, if your life is full of confusion today, listen, you don't have to live that way. You don't have to be that way. God can come in, and all it takes is those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you can have a new life today. Wouldn't that be great today? Wouldn't that be awesome today? Man, you'll be bouncing around like me. I'm not jacked up on no coffee this morning. I tell my church all the time I'm always hyper about preaching the Word of God because I'm jacked up on coffee. But that's not the case. I'm jacked up on Jesus Christ this morning. Man, that's the best drug. That's the best drink. That's the best thing I've ever had in my life. I love my wife. I love my family. I love my friends. I love my church. But the best thing I've ever had that ever has ever happened to me, ever will happen to me, is when the day I accepted Jesus Christ in the year 2001, I believe, at Apple Steel, where I worked. Apple Steel, back here in the back, I was a cleaner. Man, I keep preaching this, and I'm going to keep talking about it. I'm going to keep telling people. Man, I was a sinner saved by the graces of God. Man, I was on my way. I had a first-class ticket of going straight to hell, but then I met two guys that led me to Jesus Christ. They prayed with me right there in the shop, and man, now I'm covered on the blood of Jesus. Man, the Holy Spirit lives inside of me this morning. Man, Jesus Christ lives inside of me this morning. God Almighty, Abba Father, this morning I cry out to Him. I don't cry out to any other man. I don't have any other salvation that can bring me happiness this morning. I am covered. I am living. I'm living the best life I've ever lived. I've got the best life I've ever had. I've got the best life I ever will have. And God's still opening doors. He's still doing things in my life today that I just can't fathom in my mind. I can't grasp. I can't wrap my mind around what God's doing in my life this morning. And every day I walk outside my house, I'm standing in amazement. I stand in awe of God. And I can't help to think that God is loving, that God has got His arms wrapped around someone like me. But yet He said, you know what, Philip, God, he says, you are worth it. He said, you are worth living because my Son, Jesus Christ, went to the cross for you, and you are worth living for. You are worth loving. You are worth me wrapping my arms around. And He says, you're going to be heirs of the kingdom of God someday. He said, one day you're going to walk into the kingdom of heaven through the gates of heaven. He said, well, He's going to tell me, well, good, done, good and faithful servant, enter into thou rest. And listen, I am looking forward to the day when I stand before my Savior Jesus Christ. I'm looking forward to the day when I can thank Jesus personally. When I can walk up to Him and just wrap my arms around Him and thank Him for dying on the cross for this wretched man, for this wretched sinner that rebelled against God. But listen, I'm singing a new song in my heart today. I'm living a new life today. When the old man went away, the new man came in. And now you see the new man. You hear the new man. And you can live and be the new man that God always wanted you to be. And listen, I want to keep on going this morning. Man, this excites me this morning to tell you about the love of God. It excites me to tell you today that you can have this life this morning. It excites me today to be excited about. We got something worth being excited about this morning. Listen, life doesn't always treat us the way we want it to. Life doesn't always turn out the way I would like for it to. But yet God says, as long as you live by the word. See, Satan even tried to trick Jesus. He said, if you would just turn these stones to bread, hey, I know you can do it. But Jesus, what did Jesus tell him? He said, man, don't live on bread alone, but every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And listen, the word that comes out of the mouth of God is right here that I pick up and read every day. This word right here, I believe this word this morning. It came out of the mouth of God that was sent down to men that they penned down long ago that we can have today so that God can continue to show us the pathway of life and to the pathway of happiness, the pathway of peace, the pathway of love, the pathway of righteousness this morning. And listen, I'm a sinner saved by grace, but yet I thank God that I know that when He looks down upon me this morning, He looks at a righteous man. He looks at a man that is in right standing with God. Listen, I believe this morning that we need to be crying out to God. We need to be crying out to the Lord. And we need to be telling God. We said, Lord, help us to become righteous. Help us to become in right standing with you. Let's pray for our neighbors. Let's pray for those that are lost this morning. Let's go out on the streets. Let's go out on the highways and the byways and tell people about Jesus Christ. It's not about me this morning. It's not about me getting the glory this morning. Listen, I love to be patted on the back. Well, good job. Well done. But listen, it ain't about me. It ain't about what I'm doing this morning. I'm only doing what the Lord has sent me to do. I'm only doing what I said I wanted to do. If the Lord come into my heart, I said, God, you wherever you want me to go, I'll go. But listen, it ain't about me this morning. It's about those that are lost out in the world this morning. It's about those that have never made a decision to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. It's about those that are living under the bondages of sin this morning that can't be broken. They can't get out from under it. They can't break the chains of sin this morning. And listen, I want to tell you the truth this morning. There's only one way to break the bondages of sin. There's only one way to break the chains of sin this morning. And that's stop rebelling against God. That's stop doing what you want to do. That's stop being selfish. And that's when you got what you got to do. You got to ask the Lord to come into your life. You got to call upon the name of Jesus Christ this morning. And that's when you do, when you confess your sins unto the Lord, and when you repent unto God for your sins, He will break that chain. He will only break it, but He will rip it away. He will throw it away, and it'll be done, and you'll be forgiven, and you'll be a new child. You'll be a new child of God, and you'll be sanctified. You'll be set apart and sanctified for the services of God. And listen, you say, well, I don't know about serving God. I can't preach. I can't pray. I don't know how to do anything for God. But that's okay. Don't worry about none of that, because all that'll come later. Listen, I didn't know anything about the Bible. I didn't even own a Bible. Let me tell you, I didn't even have a Bible. But the guy that I worked with in the back, he bought me a Bible. And he also had my name put on it. Man, I never dreamed I'd be a reverend. I never dreamed that people would say, hey, that's a preacher out there. I never wanted to be a preacher. Let me tell you that this morning. I never wanted to be a preacher one day in my life. Ever. I never wanted to be a Sunday school teacher. I never wanted to be a Sunday school superintendent. I never wanted to be a treasurer of any church. I never wanted to do anything for anybody other than me. Can you believe that this morning? People say, oh, I don't believe you. I don't believe you're telling the truth, preacher. I don't believe you. God is my witness. I never wanted to be any of those things. Not until the day that Jesus Christ come into my heart. Not until the day that Jesus Christ come into my heart. He came into my life. He said, I stand at the door and knock. He said, amen, open unto me. I'll come unto him. And I will sup with him and he will sup with me. And man, what a great day it was. When I heard that knocking a long time ago. I mean, I heard it every day. I heard it. But you know what? The thing is, the truth is, I wasn't willing to give up my old life. I wasn't willing to give up my old habits. I wasn't willing to give up anything because I wasn't willing to. And God wasn't willing to send me to a place that wasn't meant for me. But the day I opened that door and I opened it up and Jesus Christ stood on the other side of that door, man, I said, come on in, Jesus. I'm ready for you. That's the day my life changed. That's the day that Jesus Christ said, I'm going to make you a new creation. I'm going to place within you a new heart. I'm going to place within you a new way of thinking, a new way of talking, a new way of living. Now, do I get mad? Yeah, I get mad. Do I still sin? Yeah, I still sin. Sometimes I say things I shouldn't say. Sometimes I do things I shouldn't do. But does that make me a false witness for God? No. That just makes me human. I ain't no super God. Let me just tell you, just because you know Jesus, it don't make you a super God. It don't make you a superhero. I ain't got no super abilities other than preaching the Word of God. But that's instilled in me through the Holy Spirit this morning. Listen, I'm going to move on just real quick this morning. Almost done. I hope the Lord is blessing you this morning. I hope the Lord is putting a smile on your heart somewhere. I hope the Lord is really touching you this morning by this message. Man, it takes Jesus to get through this world. I don't know how. I've said this a million times. I don't know how I got up every day and made it through the day without Jesus Christ in my life. Man, I don't know how. I don't know how I'm still alive this morning or sitting in prison somewhere. Man, I've had so many bad thoughts in my mind before Christ ever come along. And the devil, he will crop up. Listen, he's still the same old crafty serpent he's always been. And he'll still put those bad thoughts in your mind. He'll still put those bad ideas in your mind. And he'll try to get you to listen to him. But listen, you got to rebuke the devil this morning. You got to rebuke him in the name of Jesus Christ. You got to say, listen, get thee behind me, Satan. Listen, I want to tell you this before we close this morning. This is coming up in my spirit this morning. Let me share this with you this morning. You know why I always struggled? You know why I always had so many problems? I know now. But back then I didn't know. But let me tell you this morning, real quick this morning. This is why. Because Satan was always in front of me. I let Satan do whatever he wanted to do. I let him have control. I let him have authority. He stood right in front of me. Every time I tried to get around him, he would step over in front of me. Whichever way I went, he would go. But listen, if you're a child of God this morning, you won't got to worry about that no more. Because listen, you have authority over Satan this morning. You can say, Satan, get thee behind me. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ this morning. Get thee behind me. If you're struggling in your finances this morning, if you're struggling in your marriage this morning, if you're struggling in your job this morning, if you're struggling whatever it is you're struggling with this morning, whatever bondage it is this morning, get thee behind me, Satan. You have no authority over me. I'm a child of God. I'm covered on the blood of Jesus Christ. Get thee behind me, Satan. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. And guess what the Bible says? Remember what I told you just a minute ago? It says that you shall live by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Now listen, if that's true and is that what you believe, listen, you got to believe when you say, get thee behind me. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. Guess what? You have authority. You have authority over the devil. And you got to use your authority as a child of God to get Satan put behind you. And it says this. When you rebuke the devil, he has to flee from you. Wow. Great. Wonderful. Hallelujah this morning. Get thee behind me, Satan. You have no authority over me. Man, listen, I'm going to close with this morning. Man, I hope you've been watching this morning. I hope that, man, this has been wonderful to you. But listen, let me tell you this morning. Let's close with this. Wow, I'm running out of breath. Man, two verses of scripture I want to share with you real quick. Whew. One verse says in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, there is no salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There is no other name under heaven that has been given. No other name. There's only one name that you must call on to be saved, and that's Jesus Christ. No other name. There's no other salvation out there that can offer you eternal salvation. There's no other name out there that can cover your sins, that can forgive you of your sins, that can break the bondage of sin, that can break the rebellion against God in your heart. No other name. There's only one name, and that name is Jesus Christ, the guy that died on the cross for you and me. Okay, going to finish with this. You can have a better life today. You can live a better life. Today is the day of salvation, according to the Word of God. But let me tell you this, what Paul writes. Paul writes in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, he says, just as it is appointed for man to die once, then comes the judgment. Now, I want to leave you with that thought. I want to leave you with that thought. Life is like a vapor. We know that. Take a look around you. Take a look around the world today. Life is like a vapor. It's here today and gone tomorrow. And the Bible I read every day, I read this Bible every day. I don't know about you, but I live by this Bible. I try to. I don't always live like I should. I try. I try to be good to people. I try to help people. But listen, there's no reason not to know God today. There's no reason not to know Jesus Christ today. Paul says that. We have no excuse not to know Jesus Christ. Man, wouldn't it be a great day? I know there's a lot of people watching. I see your names on my screen. Wouldn't it be a great day to come to know Jesus? Wouldn't it be a great day to break the yoke of bondage? Man, it'd be an awesome day. So I'm going to do something this morning, and I want you to do it with me. I can't see you. I don't know. But if you need counseling in any way, you privately message me. You need counseling about what you're dealing with, what you're going through. You don't know the Lord today, and you want me to help you. You want me to help you. You want me to lead you in prayer. I will. I'd be happy to pray with you. You message me, and I'll call you. You're struggling today, whatever it is, call me. You need someone to talk to, call me. I'll be happy to pray with you. I'll be happy to help you. I'll be happy to share the love of God. I'll be happy to give you the love of God that's in my heart. I'll give it to you. And that's it. That's plain and simple. So today as we pray, as we close in prayer, if you don't know the Lord today, if you've fallen by the wayside today, if you have fallen off track with God, maybe you're angry with God this morning. Maybe you're just angry with God. Maybe you hate God today. What better day would it be to get back in line with God and let God prove to you? I'm a man that's going to be continue to preach until the day I die about how good God is and has been to me. The Bible tells us we need to boast about that. Man, I'm going to keep boasting. I'm going to keep boasting about how good God has been to me, how much He's changed my life. Man, He's brought me from nowhere to where I am right now. And who knows where He's going to bring me tomorrow if I continue to live. But we're not guaranteed of tomorrow. Today's the day of salvation. So if you pray with me this morning and we close our service, if you don't know the Lord, ask Him to come in. Would you bow with me for prayer this morning? Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, what a glorious word. What a powerful word that You've given unto us to hear today and to share, Heavenly Father, with one another. God, we thank You for Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank You for His love. We thank You, Lord, for the stripes that He took upon His back. Lord, we thank You that He laid down His life for us. And Lord, I believe every word that it happened exactly how it reads in this Word of God. I believe, Lord, that Jesus did that for the entire world, Lord. There's not a person that's beyond loving this morning. There's not a person that's beyond forgiveness this morning, Heavenly Father. God, I just ask You this morning, if there be any watching, Lord, I just ask You. I ask You, Lord, to break the yoke of bondage. God, I ask You to break that rebellion. God, I ask You to let those that are watching today, if they don't know Your Son, Jesus, Lord, let them open their heart's door and let Jesus come in by accepting Him, by confessing their sins, and by confessing that they believe that Christ died on the cross and was laid in that tomb for 3 days, and He was resurrected on the third day, and He now sits at the right hand of You, Heavenly Father. Lord, let them confess that outwardly, and Lord, that they might receive a new life, a new heart, a new mind, a new being. And Lord, I just ask that now in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we ask You to continue to bless each person that's watching this morning. Lord, we ask You to continue to bless the church and the church universal, Heavenly Father. God, we ask You to continue to bless those. Lord, just continue to wait. Lord, we pray that You just continue to wait. Just one more day. For those that are lost, God, and undone. Lord, let the conviction fall down right now. And God, let them have one more day. Just one more. And I'm going to ask You the same thing tomorrow, Heavenly Father. One more day. So God, we thank You this morning. We ask You to give us a safe week. We ask You, Lord, to help us to continue to walk in the pathway that You've set before us. And Lord, help us to rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask all this morning in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to close this morning. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Thank you so much for letting God be a part of your life this morning in such a small way. And as we close this morning, as we say the final words, I just say to you, God bless you. May God keep you. May God strengthen you and encourage you to continue to walk upright in the sight of God, no matter what's going on around us. And keep your faith. Keep the song of God in your heart and sing it out. That's how you defeat the devil. That's how we're going to defeat what's going on all around us. Not just the virus, but everything else as well. Continue to sing a song that God has placed in your heart. And I know if you'll do that, God will bless you in a mighty way. Thank you, and from the East Point Cumberland Presbyterian Church.